Now, welcome to episode 5 of the Nothing But Facts Parenting Podcast with me, Safiya Haq. Right. Don't say don't. It's a very common thing that we say to our kids. Don't do this, don't do that, don't jump on the sofa, don't throw the bowl, don't eat that, don't take that. And it's like a lot of don't. And there is something. And then you get like, you say to your child, don't jump on the sofa, and they jump on the sofa. And you say to them, don't eat that, and then they've eaten it, or don't take this, and then they've taken it. So what's happening here? Like, there is something that we can learn from NLP with this neuro-linguistic programming, and they have found, the research has found that when our subconscious mind does not process don't. So when you say to your child, don't do this, they're actually hearing do this. When you say don't throw the ball, they're hearing throw the ball. Unless they're really actively, consciously listening, you know, if as adults we learn to do that eventually when someone says, don't open that door. There is the danger behind it. If we are really consciously listening, we will understand that and we will not take that action. But actually, with generally, when you say, don't do this, don't do that, don't, the subconscious is not processing it. And so, hence, why we say to our child, you know, don't put the glass at the edge of the table, and hey-ho, the next day they do it again because they did not process the don't. It just got processed like the glass, put the glass at the end of the table. And yeah, so this is something that I taught today in my group session. And when we go back to the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always pointed towards what to do. He never said, don't do this, don't do that. It's like always do eat with your right hand, like do take what is in front of you, do sit like this, you know, do like it's always pointing towards what we want our child to do. And the more we do that, the more they will follow through with it, and the more it will stick with them. So let me know how it goes. Try it out, switch out all your don't do this, don't do that to do put the glass towards the middle of the table. Do play with the ball in the corridor. Do sit on the sofa and not jump on it. So it's like pointing towards the behavior that we want rather than stopping the behavior that we don't want. If you enjoyed this, come and join my group session and get more in-depth training on how to talk to your child, what to say to a child, what not to say, what phrases to delete from your vocabulary. And you can do that by applying for a one-to-one session with me at codesafia.com/apply. All the details are in the description as well, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care for now. Assalamu alaikum.